Tennessee farmers working to get the corn out. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Probably don't know that I've ever been this excited about a crop. It looks really good from our standpoint. Of course, I mean, we try to help it out the best we can, but Mother Nature has done her share this year, giving us the rainfall when we needed it at times, a little bit much, but it's made a crop. We're sitting on a real good corn crop. We sure would like to get it out.
Giles County farmer Jay Tucker started harvest this past week on their 1,200 acres of corn, but obviously the rain has shut the combines down for now, and despite the excellent yields, there is concern over the amount of rain continuing to push an already late harvest season back even more.
The integrity of the cob is starting to cause some quality issues on the corn and also the sprouting on the ear. And then that leads to the rotting of corn on the ear, on the stalk. The soybeans, we have some neighbors that have soybeans that are ready, and they were in the process of cutting them. The soybean seeds will rot in the pod if we don't start getting some sunshine to dry the stuff out.
But so far, not major worries yet from the rain for Tucker. Just the opposite in Weakley County in northwest Tennessee, where they've missed most of this week's heavy rains. And farmer Ronnie Yergin says his late-season beans could use more rain, but he's also trying to get a good corn crop out as well that's yielding better than he thought it would.
It really was a pleasant surprise, and I guess I knew that it was going to be a little better than maybe we had started off thinking it was going to be, but it was really 10 to 20 bushels an acre more than I guess I was expecting. So that was a pleasant surprise, but we've been awful dry for so long, I kind of wonder what our soybeans are going to do.
Statewide corn harvest is well behind last year and the five-year average. Hope all of you have a safe day. I'm Lee Maddox for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.